Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
You can own your home.
By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I do deliver it every day, but we have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head. your bank account and anything I feel would benefit you. Before we get to our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Pauleone Illuminations Foundations, President and CEO. Welcome.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Some days we have things that are a little more exciting to celebrate. Some days we just have to wonder, how do they get these things on the list? National Joy Germ Day. Yeah, not too exciting. National Winter Skin Relief Day.
You know better than that.
Bubble Bath Day. We might be getting a little bit better. The second Tuesday of January is reserved as Shop for Travel Day. And for those of you like me who have beaten anorexia, today is National English Toffee Day. Yeah, get a little applause for that one. That's enough, guys. That's enough. Hey, how about checking out the markets this morning? What is going on in the markets? They have been, as usual, they've been a bit volatile this morning. We like volatile markets. If you the market goes up, you can make money. The market goes down, you can make money. So in these days that we're in right now, we are definitely seeing that. Sometimes it's all within the exact same day. As I look today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 164 points. Oil, $1.28 a barrel. That's on the positive side. I heard some news yesterday. One of the brain doctors on one of the stations saying that we should see $80 or $90 a barrel oil by the end of the year. Do you really believe that one? I would be very surprised.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
How about gas prices? That's more important to me. How about you? I'm looking at it. You got to wonder. The national average of a gallon of gasoline, right now we are looking at $2.23.2 a gallon. Have you found it at $2.23 a gallon anywhere recently? Well, I did. I was in America last week. I went to Reno. They had gasoline there at about $2.55 a gallon. In Taxifornia, our average, $3.31.3. I guess we might want to look, and I'm going to see if I can find it here real quick. The home of the NCAA football national champions, South Carolina, Clemson. How about, are you ready for this one? $1.92.2. Now, you did notice that I said that in Taxifornia, we're at $3.31. Enough to make you ill, isn't it? If you want to go and get the cheapest gas in the land, you got to go to Missouri. It's $1.82.5 right there in Missouri. So we'll continue to watch what else is going on in the markets. The 10-year Treasury, that's been a bit volatile as well, 2.70. That's the number that our seniors are watching. They're the ones that are most involved in the fixed income markets. So they're finally getting some money on those bonds. Now, if you want, if you're really into watching those 10-year bonds, how about in Japan? Right now, they're getting negative, I can't even say this one, 0.003. So you give them your money to the country for 10 years, you don't get all of it back. Now, that's exciting. How about the German 10-year Bund? Yes, on that one there, you get 0.22, so less than a quarter of a percent on your money over that 10-year period. So I guess at 2.70, we're a little bit better off. Now, if you like high risk, how about going to Italy at 2.96? As long as they don't default, you're okay. What else is in the news? Yeah, I talked about how about that football game last night? Did you watch any of it? Are you a football fan? I saw parts of it. unbelievable. I didn't think that anybody would beat Alabama as bad as Clemson did last night, but there's some defensive coordinators out there that are making a name for themselves. They're doing some good stuff. Moving right along. How about this one? We talked yesterday about the federal employees, the non-essential workers. Those are the ones that I guess there's no reason for them because they're not essential. I just don't get it. I am a bit conservative, so sometimes I wonder about non-essential workers in my businesses. Non-essential workers were nowhere to be found because they were either essential or they were gone. But how about some of them coming back? Many people think the IRS is completely non-essential, but they have changed the wording. And it's fascinating watching this president. Under prior government shutdowns, we watched and we saw as much pain as could be inflicted on the American people. Well, now we see a president that doesn't quite look at it the same way. The White House said that the IRS will be going back to work. January 28th, I believe, is the date that they will start accepting tax returns from 2018. And yes, they will both be collecting your money and they will be issuing tax refunds. They're going to be going out as scheduled. That is the news out of the White House. That has been confirmed. The question is if they're making those comments right now, does that mean that the plan really is that the government will be shut down for that amount of time? Just a thought, just a question right there. But, you know, if we got to secure the country, that might be the first one. Well, look what we're doing in China. Look what we're doing with China right now. And you wonder, will the president have the same strength in our country? And I would not want to be the one that bets against him, because in China, their government right now, their economy right now, I saw this article earlier today. It was a fascinating story to me because China is still telling us that they're growing at 6.5%. Yeah, I would be a bit surprised.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you're right, guys. It is ridiculous. So how do you get the truth? Well, it's China. You don't really have an easy way of getting the truth. But you know something?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, I want the truth, too. So how do we know? Well, when China was hosting the Olympics, did you notice what they did during the Olympics? Right before the Olympics, they stopped production. And amazingly, when the factories were closed then, you could actually see blue skies over China. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news right now, but guess what? You can see blue skies over China right now. There's no Olympics coming up. Well, the issue is that there's no need for the factories to be working because even though they're telling us they're growing at 6.5%, I'd find it hard to believe. I'm not sure they're growing at all. That's kind of the issue right now, and we're watching that very, very closely to see what is going on with China. Because when it comes to China, that's kind of the same issue that I think that we're going to see with our friends on the Democrat side in the House of Representatives and in the United States Senate. See, the president has this very, very strong constitution. China has gone to a point where how many months has it been that they've been going through this? Yeah, sorry, Mr. President. I didn't mean to interrupt you right there.
China.
Whoops. So here's the issue. I have a feeling that Mrs. Pelosi and Mr. Schumer are going to have a long wait until they see what really goes on with this whole issue right there. Speaking of issues, Senator Kamala Harris is back out. Another book tour, another media blitz this week, a speculation. Really, speculation over her 2020 White House bid? I don't think there's any speculation. She's going to do it. She doesn't care too much about the average individual. She cares about one thing only. That would be Kamala Harris. And in her book, it's amazing that there's another one out. Again, that would probably be a bestseller on the fake New York Times list coming up next week. But where do you think she went to talk about her book? Yeah, you got it. Good Morning America, The View, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and NPR. Doesn't surprise me. Will you think any one of them will ask a legitimate question of her? Like, how about your relationship with Willie Brown? I shouldn't say that. That might get me in trouble. Speaking about new news, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, amazing, missed her first oral arguments on Monday. First time since 1993. Talk about a great work ethic. The Supreme Court Justice, 1993, been there for every one of the oral arguments. And here's another issue. We're going to see what the Democrats have to say about this one. This is not being covered in the news. I watch a lot of news. My wife probably says I watch too much news. But how about this one? There's enough money in the food stamp program to get through the end of January. There may not be enough money to get through February. So the question will be, will those folks be going back to work, those that can, obviously, or will there be some sort of a stopgap to protect them? We will be watching. We will let you know you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, housing the homeless. We're going to chat about that today. It is a major topic in our society. Buying a vacation property is now the right time. And what's an amortization schedule? I hear that a lot. People don't understand amortization. So we'll explain it as easily as we can. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. Gold Star, the only one I know of with the fast pass loan approval, saving you potentially $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of your new home. They can do that by letting you compete with the cash offers. That's what I love about it, competing with cash. So what is in the mortgage market today? And I'm going to tell you all the stuff that you can find on Google real quick. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 193 points. The 10-year Treasury up 2.5 basis points to 2.707. The Fannie Mae 30-year bond, it is down 12 basis points. That means interest rates are up on the mortgage market. So why are you listening to me? All that's on Google. The part that's not on Google is, why is all of that happening? Well, got a couple of different issues. Optimism that the U.S. and China could be on the verge of a trade deal that both countries can live with. That's fueling stocks while the mortgage bonds are falling a little bit. Kind of a quiet day in the economic news front. But we did get the National Federation of Independent Businesses release their optimism index for December, showing that optimism levels among small businesses remain stable from November at the lowest level since October 2017. The main problem reported was, one again, finding qualified workers. While this is likely a contributor, this could be a sign of slowing economy as well. Qualified workers, we might have to chat about that a little bit more later today as well. I like the idea of finding some workers that need help. How about educating people? Where's that ROP program that we had when we were young? That was way back when. In respect to wages, we saw a rise in the jobs report. Higher worker compensation remained near record levels in December. 35% of businesses reporting increasing compensation and 24% reported planned increases in the next few months. CoreLogic, they released their performance insights for October 2018, showing that loans 30 days or more past due decreased from 4.1 to 4.4. Seriously delinquent loans, defined as 90 days or more, remained stable, 1.5%. Seriously delinquent homes in foreclosure, also stable at 0.5%. So we're doing pretty well in those areas. Again, tomorrow will be the big news day when we get the Federal Reserve minutes. That's going to be the big issue. We'll be following it for you. Again, that's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So the topic of the day, Paul Leone, Illuminations Foundation President and CEO. Welcome again.
Morning.
So homelessness, I see that we're getting a little bit of stuff done here in Anaheim.
Yeah, quite a bit, actually. It all began about a year ago when Judge Carter became involved. He's a federal court judge that was handling a case brought forth by plaintiffs that were actually in the riverbed, not having adequate access to shelters.
That's a fascinating one to somebody like me. I look at it and say, okay, so there's plaintiffs in the riverbed. And I've been involved in a few lawsuits. Those attorneys are expensive. So they're homeless in the riverbed, and they're the plaintiffs.
Correct.
So there has to be somebody behind them that's not quite one of the homeless people.
Well, you know, the crux of the lawsuit was that if they had nowhere to go and the county and cities did not provide enough shelter space, what were they to do? They had no place to go. So they were being arrested. They were giving camping citations. They were being harassed during the night with nowhere to go. So that was the crux of the lawsuit. And so it provided nonprofits an opportunity to get more involved with cities, counties, to do what we do, and that's provide shelter and services.
So is Illuminations Foundation a nonprofit organization?
Correct.
Okay. So I noticed that, and I get a lot of comments about this one, so I want to get it firsthand from you, that they built this shelter that in 2 weeks. Correct. Is that true?
Correct. What had happened, it was the first time that I've known, and I'm on a couple boards nationally, that a shelter has been combined with city and private funding. And we actually built a shelter, secured the property, and provided all the services within 12 days.
12 days.
Correct.
That's amazing, because generally you can't get the cities to do, you know, they can't agree to go to the bathroom in 12 days.
Correct.
Well, let's build a shelter. And that's 200 beds?
200 bed shelter.
And so that opened up right between Christmas and New Year's, or right before Christmas?
Right before Christmas. We were opened 5 days before Christmas and actually took in clients on the 21st.
Okay. And what is the occupancy now? Is it full or
We're at about 175.
Okay.
And we're working with the city of Anaheim and with the police department to clear the parks and return them to their intended uses and to put people in shelters in the hopes of getting them into permanent supportive housing.
I found something fascinating in doing a little bit of my research that, because one of the big complaints that we hear all the time is everybody wants to solve the problem. Nobody wants the tents in their park. They don't want the camping in their parks. They also don't want the shelter in their neighborhoods. And the thought that I had was, okay, well, how do the people get from the park to the shelter? Do they just walk? Do they drive? How are they getting there?
Well, in Anaheim, it's really a unique situation because the property was donated and it's on State College Boulevard near Anaheim Stadium.
Okay.
There's luxury apartments on one side and north and east. And so you could imagine the city, the apartment owners had real concerns about putting a shelter right at the edge of Anaheim Stadium. We ensured them that we would secure the location, make sure there was no loitering, and make sure that we would drive clients in and out so as not to bring 200 people to that area. Thus far, we've been able to make good on our word. As a matter of fact, one of the apartments across the street donated to us, saying that it is actually less homeless people that they've seen since this whole problem started a few years ago.
Well, my understanding is the facility there was vacant for some time.
Correct.
Which is a great, you know, being in the real estate world and talking to real estate agents all over the state, one of the big problems of a vacant building or a vacant property is you get vagrants coming in there and coming and going as they please.
Correct.
From my understanding, at the facility, though, if you're homeless, you can't just walk up to the front door and say, I want a bed.
Correct. It's referral only. We actually have the police departments, our number one referral, city agencies, healthcare workers. They call us. They let us know that they have a client. We secure a bed, and they actually drive them in.
So they're driven right to the facility.
Correct.
Go in the front door, whatever door, you know, the appropriate door.
Correct.
And they're not out there on the streets near the luxury apartments and near the stadium or harassing people that are parking going to stadium events.
Correct. Correct. Everybody that comes in is given a bed. They're giving a locker to place their valuables in. And they're also giving a small storage that's kept outside. Of course, like any other shelter or recuperative care, there are rules, regulations. You can't bring in drugs. You can't bring in knives. You can have one pet. We ask that it's a small pet, but unfortunately, a lot of the clients we deal with have pets for protection and or companions. So some of the animals are quite large. They're given three meals a day, snacks. But one of the unique things that people don't understand about shelters is about 10 to 20% of our clients are working. They have to leave every day.
Really?
And we drive them to a location where then they can take a bus and go to work and then come back.
Interesting. Okay. So 10 to 20% are working. So you're actually driving them to whatever the public transportation
Correct.
Is, even though you're right there on State College.
Correct.
So they're still not standing out in the middle of the area in this luxury neighborhood.
Correct. And we do that with all the facilities we run. As a matter of fact, we currently have 16 facilities that we run. Our neighbors many times have no idea we're even there. We don't have signs up. We don't serve food at any of the facilities. People can't come and walk in. It's
so what do you mean you don't have you don't serve food at the facility? You mean food to others
to the
than
public,
the other
correct.
Than the your clients?
Correct. No, you know, public feeding. You can't come there and get lunch. And we lead with services that are mental health and addiction. And so people that are serious about getting therapy, getting well, getting back to work, getting into permanent housing, those are the services that we provide out front.
Interesting. I want to talk more with Pauline when we come back about the clients that are coming there. Who are they? What is the population that we're dealing with? We're going to chat more about that when we come back. We're going to also chat a little bit because I might actually preempt some of my regular conversation. You know, when you host the show, you get to do the preempting, even though the guys in the studio and the salespeople don't like it. But hey, you know something? They'll get over it. What the heck? We might talk about buying a vacation property. Maybe not. What is an amortization schedule? I think I might throw that one until tomorrow. You can reach me anytime off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube, ronsiegelradio.com in the archives. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Hey, you know something? We made an executive decision while we were on break. I had a board meeting right here in the studio. That would be me and the guy in my mirror, and we're going to kind of get rid of some of our other items to talk about. We'll save some of this for tomorrow. So if you were thinking about buying a vacation home, now is now the good time? Well, I'll let you know that answer tomorrow. And that amortization schedule, I'll explain that to you tomorrow. I'll just tell you the real-time real estate segment. Had we done it, would have been brought to you by our friends, Nest, the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text Nest, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. That is Nest. Let's get back to our conversation. Paul Leon is with us, Illumination Foundation president and CEO. Before the break, we were chatting about the homeless facility that's here in Anaheim. And you know that I chat a lot about Anaheim just because I see it, my personal opinion, I see it as a bellwether for things going on, a microcosm of other areas of the county and of the state. Yeah, I know it's a little more conservative than most parts of the state, but, you know, it is what it is. Let's chat a little bit, though. I wanted to talk, Paul, we started before the break about your clients. And, you know, and one of the things that kind of got brought into the conversation a little bit, not really throwing it out there too much, was the groups of clients that you're dealing with. And from what I've been led to believe, and you'd obviously know better than me, there's really a whole group of distinctive communities within homelessness.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. You've got veterans out there. You've got mentally ill. We've got the drug addicts, the alcoholics, and we've got people that are just down and out and need a hand up.
Correct. It's a microcosm, I think, of our community, and yet it's a melting pot of individuals that are working poor, mentally ill, like as you said, substance abuse. But the fastest growing population of homeless are seniors.
Really?
And that surprises a lot of people. When we started 13 years ago, it was women with children. And then it, for about a year, because of the influx of veterans coming back from Iraq and Iran, homelessness was fast growing were veterans. But our government and city officials and private communities did a great job of really addressing the needs and put a lot of funding behind veterans. But now we're seeing that seniors, and it only makes sense that, you know, people are living longer. People are going through, and you probably know this better than anybody, their finances. And seniors are at such a risk. That, you know, my mom alone lived to 92. Her money ran out about 91. So unless you have that infrastructure, you're going to be find yourself on the street.
That's a fascinating part of it, because we don't hear that from anybody.
Yes.
Nobody mentions the idea. I mean, you're the first person, and I've been talking about this for 6 or 7 years now.
It's probably one of the biggest looming crisis, not only for families, cities, and the federal government. When we come up with the individuals that have dementia, because seniors, dementia is and Alzheimer's are two mental health issues that we have not really handled well. And when you start throwing poverty in with that, that is a severe problem. That is a huge looming crisis that I know nobody's really ready for.
Well, no one's ready for it because you're the first person that's really even talking about it. I mean, a lot of the organizations that I hear about, we're constantly hearing the one because it's probably sexiest is veterans.
Correct. Correct.
Right. But we don't think about, you know, mom and dad and grandma and grandpa.
Right. And exactly, you know, with even veterans and even young addicts, and their income has a potential to increase. So when we bring in a young person, our hope is that they will be self-sufficient. When we're bringing in a senior, that's it. Whatever they came in with, that is going to be their funding source moving forward.
And that's a real shame. And a lot of that has, because we have such a need, right? There's a value to the seniors. A lot in our country, unfortunately, it's one of the areas that we don't, we're not as good as some of the Asian cultures.
Exactly.
Right. They look at grandma and grandpa. They're the ones to be put on out to pasture.
Well, when people ask us, one of the common questions we get are, you know, are you seeing Hispanic, Asian, mostly Hispanic homeless? We're saying no, because Hispanic families take care of their own. We're seeing Caucasian, African-American are our highest homeless, and they don't have that family infrastructure.
That becomes a real shame, because that's a lot of the problems in our society as a whole, right? I mean,
right.
We see that a lot of the immigrant families, they look after one another.
Correct.
You know, regardless of what, obviously immigration is one of the big conversations out there right now, and the immigrant societies, but they do look out after one another and say what you want. You'll have 3-4 generations in a household, but at least they're not in a park.
Correct.
So one of the issues that I frequently like to chat about, because you brought up a little bit of it, 10 to 20% of the population is working.
Correct.
How do we get that to a larger percentage?
Well, there's some great organizations, especially in Anaheim. Anaheim brought in Chrysalis. It's another successful nonprofit that works with workforce development. And when you talk about our population and getting them employed, it is a difficult task in the fact that many of them had not been working. So it's almost like a 15, 16-year-old that you're starting your new job. You have to get them into habits of showing up on time, making sure to call if you're going to be sick. And Chrysalis, and we really support them a lot, because they help us with our clients who might have had a criminal background, but still employable and can do a great job in the marketplace. And by the way, as you alluded to earlier, there are needed right now, there's jobs open that these individuals can come back, be a vital part of our society, and work.
Well, I'm going to throw it out there, because I know we've got some of our elected officials watching this morning, that we do a poor, poor job of development, right? I mean, because I talk to businesses all the time. I know there's a glazier here in Orange County. He's short about 50 people. There was a plumber that didn't get anybody that would show up when he wanted to hire apprentices, right? There's all these different things, but our schools have stopped the ROP program. It used to be, and again, I go back to my own days. I can't talk about others, but the military used to come into the public schools and do those assessments, the assessment to see what you're good at, right? And we don't see that, and now we see it years later. We're seeing that in our population, that everybody has to go to college.
Correct.
And that's not true.
No.
Right? And you can be a great part of society as a plumber, an electrician, a glazier.
Yeah, exactly. And California is probably the worst of all the states, just because of Silicon Valley and everything is computer, digital, but very few people can fit into those pockets. So, you know, we have this incredible available workforce. And when people think homelessness, you know, one of the common myths is that, oh, they don't want to work, they're drug addicts, they'd rather be on the street. And it's one of the myths that we work hard to break, because I can't tell you how many people that we help that are looking for some place to fit in. If you look at any facilities, and we discussed this prior to coming on air, that all of our facilities, people will go out and clean, pick up, they'll sweep. They have pride in the fact that they don't want to be just given something. They want to help and give back. And it's up to us, or the rest of society, to nurture that and to give them a chance to be productive.
That's a fascinating comment, and we talk about that again with the military a lot. The men and women coming back from service or leaving the service, a lot of them want a hand up, not a hand out.
Correct.
Right, and the facility that you're talking about and your services are that starting point for that, a launching point. If you've got a business where you need people to help you, give us a call at 800-306-1990. Put a message on our Facebook page. Put a message. Send me a private message. There are organizations. Maybe we can get some of the or somebody from the organization that said Chrysalis.
Chrysalis, correct.
Chrysalis to come on and chat maybe about how we can help society. There, you might even have a child that's not homeless but doesn't want to be. Maybe you don't want him to be in your home, right? And you want him to get out onto his own or her own and teaching them a job, teaching them a trade. We need even the people up in Silicon Valley who are making $200,000 a year. They got toilets. They need somebody to fix their plumbing. Think about that concept. We're going to talk more with Paul Leon when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145-5. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Do you have some equity in your property? How about that reverse mortgage? It is a great program for the right person, not for everybody, but for the right person. It is a wonderful program. I used it for my parents, loved it. Just a great thought there for you. We're not going to give you a whole lot of we're not going to give you a story as we normally do in the Word on Wealth segment today, because I do want to get back to our conversation with Paul Leon. He is the president and CEO of Illuminations Foundation. We're chatting about homelessness. Just a fascinating story. We've got a lot of new information, at least new to me. I hope it's new and valuable to you as well. I'm going to throw this out there once again. If you are an employer and you need some help, you need employees, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch. Do you have a bulletin board, Paul, where people can get job openings at the centers?
Yes, yeah, we do. We actually have a website that will connect them. And again, Chrysalis is one of our partners who they have actually have companies that they work with, but they also have their own industry where they can put a lot of people to work.
Okay, well, maybe here's a myth that I need help with. Because you said they've got websites. Now, if I'm homeless, how do I get on a website?
Well, almost every homeless person that we deal with has a smartphone. Just because, again, I'm not sure why the general public just assumes that, you know, we're dealing with people who are from outer space. The one way that they can connect, and especially now, a smartphone is extremely inexpensive. They can get, you know, $10 a month. They would rather spend the money on that cell phone to communicate and to hopefully, their hope is to get employment, a place to stay, and a meal to eat. So,
myth then, Paul, because you said you've got 175 occupants just in Anaheim. What percentage of those folks are wanting that hand up and not a handout?
Oh, definitely 90% of them.
Really?
But you have to take into account that there is a percentage of this population that is mentally ill and different, again, mental illness, it's a continuum. Some minor mental illnesses, some more severe that are on medications, and then addiction. Substance abuse is obviously huge in this population, but it is large throughout the nation. So it only makes sense that we are seeing individuals, either they were addicted beforehand and became homeless or became homeless and then were addicted. So it is complex and people don't understand all the different nuances when you say homelessness.
Everything into one barrel and we're ignorant.
Right. And everybody thinks that, okay, it is the people out on the riverbed. Currently, there are thousands of individuals that are living in their car, that are working. There are children in beaches, parks, and cars. So it just really is a complex problem and a large problem.
So with being that you're so intimately involved, do you see a solution on the horizon?
Oh, yes. Yeah. As a matter of fact, and we were telling somebody the other day, in this last year, we've seen more progress than in the 13 years prior to working with homelessness. Number one is, I think as a society, we're understanding permanent housing, permanent supportive housing, affordable housing is the key. And so we're moving toward there. We have a long way to go addressing mental health issues and addressing substance abuse issues. I think with those three factors, we're starting to see some progress in moving towards people getting permanently housed and becoming back into society and productive members. Also, our residents, especially in Orange County, because 10 years ago, people didn't see people on the street. Now you go to Irvine, I've seen four or five tents in that river bed there, that flood control.
Not in Irvine.
Yes, in Irvine.
Wow.
The planned city. So again,
surprise,
San Clemente.
Surprise.
We're seeing them all through Orange County. So people have been educating themselves on some of the mitigating circumstances that are causing this, which they see as a big influx. We've always seen it, but again, it has grown.
It just fascinates me that there is so much to it. And, you know, we especially in California, we hear about all the odd issues. I say that as a conservative, a lot of odd issues that the news is covering, as opposed to something that's really real like this.
Correct.
Right. You could probably, based on us just spending an hour together, you know, some of the bigger news stations could cover this as, you know, a segment every night.
Oh, yeah.
And try and educate society.
Well, when you just look, take all the reasons that you would want to do this, doing the right thing. Take that out for right now, the moral reason. If you just took somebody in Orange County and they were a financial businessman, when you look at homelessness, that would probably be the first thing in your business you would take care of, because the cost to taxpayers and to your business is an incredible amount of money. They, United Way and UCI did a study on the cost of what it costs to deal with a homeless person. And I argue the fact that it's just the touch point of the hundreds of thousands of dollars we're spending every day and not even touching this problem, because again, you use the word ignorant. We're ignorant about filling up our ERs. We're ignorant about having to have police, fire, public works spending an inordinate amount of money on just this vicious circle.
Fascinating. You shared with me during the break, and I want you to just share that with our audience. Life expectancy of a homeless person.
Right. So our life expectancy actually was 83, but because you and I, 83, but because of the epidemic, the drug opiate epidemic, it went down a year.
Right.
And so now it's 82. The life expectancy of the homeless that we take care of is 48.
Wow.
Almost 40 years. And if you ask anybody in the medical field, and I'm a public health nurse by trade, if you ask anybody, what disease process do you know that will take 40 years off your life? It's not diabetes. It's not heart failure, heart congestion. It's not cancer. As a matter of fact, I make the argument that if you took all three of those combined, you wouldn't get 40 years
right
off your life. So it is devastating. It you know, it's a social malady that can be corrected. And us as human beings, we're letting this happen. And we see people dying this year. There'll be somewhere about 200 or to 240 individuals that we know of that have died on the streets of Orange County.
Wow. It's just staggering statistics. And again, they're numbers that nobody wants to talk about, because we want to push it under the rug and say that it's not there. Yet in almost every business, I don't know of any business that couldn't use, you know, a couple of people. But, you know, again, gets back into the benefits, a cost-benefit analysis, when you continue having the organizations that say, we want to have a higher minimum wage. Well, what if we have a lower minimum wage and teach people to get a high-paying job? Right? I mean, a lot of these folks, I mean, you have 175 there. And I think you said, say 20% are working. That means there's 125 people that probably want a job.
Correct. Well, 30%, we have a staff of about between 200 and 240, depending. But we actually have 30% of our staff is previously homeless. And they are some of our best employees. They show up to work on time. They're passionate. They're dedicated. I think any business would be proud to have them and love to have them as employees.
And again, that's just a microcosm of society. Those are people that are saying, you know, something, I was in this boat and I want to try and help the next, you know, paying it forward.
Correct, correct.
Right.
And if you think about it, the skills that you develop, if you had to live on the street, they're mad skills. They're skills that I know my children don't have those skills. And some of the young people we work with, their survival skills, they have intuition, they have drive. So, I mean, there's so many myths, as we said, that have to be debunked for us to really find a solution.
Well, I'm really glad that you're out there doing that and helping as many people as you are. And there's a lot of us that can be doing more. So if you're one of those that looks in the mirror at night and says, you know something, I could probably do a little bit more, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the right people to get over and do something, make a change, make a difference, and make sure you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember my motto, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.